This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
Alrighty, Roo, all you listeners, local and far away, we are back. It's hour two, the Q Talk America Radio Network. I am Clayton McKee, alongside Kat Carlson, Marty Ryer, Al Perkins, Doug Wilkie has the night off. Oh, our first hour, we talked about a lot of stuff, everything from Star Trek fuel sources to dog adoption, also Diana Ross and a drinking problem. So
yeah,
there were a lot of things covered in the first
and
hour.
And those were two different stories.
Yeah, right? Oddly, yeah. Oddly, two different stories. Anywho, we are kicking off hour two. It's the way we do each and every week. We tease the headlines at the end of hour one, and we do them in the beginning of or all of hour two. Coming up later also, Al Perkins and Entertainment for Hour 3, but here we go with the news and headlines. Police are investigating after a video shows a man spanking a hippopotamus in the Los Angeles Zoo.
Well, tell me this isn't a fetish story.
Oh, the video shows the man crossing a railing last week and sneaking up on two hippos, Rosie and Mara. He smacks Rosie on the rear, and her mother lifts her head as the man runs off and raises his arms in a gesture of victory. Like, I slapped her ass! I don't know how it worked, but anyway, I'm guessing.
But I appreciate that.
Zoo spokesman April Spurlock tells the Los Angeles Times that any unauthorized interaction with the animal is unsafe for both the animal and the person who's doing the interaction. Spurlock says state law prohibits entering zoo enclosures, and the zoo has posted a no trespassing sign on the exhibit for its first time because it was never needed before. Police told the newspapers that they're investigating the case as trespassing because the hippo did not appear to be injured.
You know, I used to play that game of the cash too, just whack her and run away.
I got her, I got her. And that was just the girlfriends.
I got her.
That's just who she was dating.
How else can I show her I love her?
Right.
Based on what I remember, some of the customers at the cash being,
hey, now.
Slow-moving targets.
Gently, gently.
Slow-moving targets.
Gently.
Gingerly.
Better watch yourself there, son.
I'm going to put caution tape around the rest of that sentence.
Speaking of gingerly.
Yeah.
What is the secret to guzzling down 29 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes?
Oh,
I don't know how they do that.
I'm going to tell you how they do it.
Oh, good. It's an informative story.
I'm going to sit back and wait.
I'll be with you.
As part of our cooking segment.
I'm going to leave the microphone. Just aside. I'm still going to stop.
Step one.
Do that.
Valerie Ann, can I have a beer while you're over there?
Put her to work.
I wasn't ready for that. I'm sorry.
I appreciate it.
Valerie Ann.
Step one. Remove the wieners from the buns.
Oh. Well, you got to get rid of
step
the
wieners. Step two, dunk the buns in your favorite sugary drink.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh.
Black.
Oh.
Was that a racial slur, ladies and gentlemen?
Step three.
Yep. Color of the can.
Yep.
I was requesting black. It's not a slur.
Yeah.
It's a preference.
It's just random.
In these racially tense times, I don't want there to
racially
be any.
Racially charged.
Charged.
Am I going to be corrected the whole goddamn show?
Maybe. Seems fair.
Yeah.
Probably just the whole
it's
show.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. It's a good point. Yeah.
The judge did waver for a brief second.
To recap, for those of you just waiting for step three.
Yes.
The way to guzzle down 29 and a half hot dogs
and a half
in 10 minutes is to step one, remove the wieners from the buns.
Sugary drink is part
step
two.
Step two, dunk the buns in your favorite sugary drink. Step three, put a couple of dogs in your mouth and swallow them down with your drenched buns. Rinse and repeat.
Okay.
These are just a few steps of the scientific process that Matt Hungry Hazard took to win Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Regional Contest at the Iowa State Fair on Saturday.
So he ate three hot dogs, then three buns?
I think kind of all at the same time, because once you dunk those buns in any kind of liquid, it becomes kind of just this slurry,
He's never gonna poop again. Like,
oh, it's awful.
Ever.
I don't know how these people do it. But Matt Hungry Hazard, it's from Normal, Illinois.
Sodium levels now at 162.
That's
good or bad? Okay, it's bad.
But the buff masticating machine is anything but normal when it comes to his ability to inhale large quantities of food. He traveled to the Iowa State Fair to compete in the regional competition and earned a spot at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest at Coney Island in 2019. He's going to the finals.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
But chowing on hot dogs isn't just a pastime for Hazard.
Mama, get the bags. We're going to Iowa. We're going to win
art.
A trip to New Jersey.
I'm going to win me a trip. Wait.
I'm going to see the ocean.
I didn't know this
I'm
was
gonna
a thing.
I'm going to get some of them Lee press-on nails.
I didn't know this was a thing, but our friend Hungry Howie Hazard over here.
Yes.
He's buff.
Is a buff masticator. He's one of the top 25 professional eaters in the
professional
nation.
Professional eaters.
He's a professional
I'm
eater.
I'm also going to guess he's single.
I'm guessing.
I have been clinging
at
to press my
time, no wife was listed.
For a long time. What the fuck?
I know.
Right. I'm super happy at amateur status.
I would have turned pro years ago if I would have known there was a lucrative living.
Well, he first got into competitive eating during, surprise, his first visit to the Iowa State Fair. So it's a reunion tour.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have all the hits. That's all I want to hear.
In a direct quote, he says, "I'm a competitive guy. I love food. I had a knack for eating large quantities, and it kind of just snowballed from there."
And I bet his weight did, too.
Since then, he's shown off his eating abilities on his YouTube channel, ranging in talents like eating a whole Costco pizza to devouring 25 ice cream sandwiches at the same time.
I have an
ice cream headache, and your teeth are going to hurt.
25 ice cream sandwiches at 110 degrees is just a good, solid plan.
That's called Wednesday.
I have a question about the pizza.
Is
there a time limit on this? And let's just start with that. How long did it take him to eat the pizza?
Having done no investigative journalism, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe if it's over the course of an evening.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine.
Two slices for breakfast, two slices to lunch, sure. The rest of the pie for dinner.
Right. Just a sensible.
Well, usually in an eating contest, there is a bit of a time limit.
No, I think when you're sitting at home with a Costco, the competition's over. You lost.
In many ways.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, the things that people do. I love it. It goes on for a little play-by-play of the most recent competition. It says, early on, he dominated the pack as he dunked hot dog buns into cherry Kool-Aid. Oh, and then later raspberry lemonade to add some taste varieties.
Come on.
Sweet and sour hot dogs.
He shimmied as he swallowed the hot dogs, mashing the buns with his hands, which slowly started to resemble baby food.
Oh.
Okay.
Though most of the people around him started to look worn out by the 7-minute mark, Hazard is still shaking up his body.
God, I can't even. Ugh.
No.
He says, I listen to music and I wiggle around a lot so people think I'm up there dancing.
Uh-huh. Meanwhile, he's just making room. I guess it's what he's doing.
Remember the noise that you thought the Starship Enterprise made? That's what's going on.
In the end, he defeated his personal record and ate nearly 30 hot dogs. You remember, 29 and one half.
Nearly 30.
Now,
we had a mathematician there.
Al Perkins will certainly know that really is about 3 hot dogs a minute. I know you've already done that math.
Oh, yeah, of course. I had as well.
I just... Yeah.
That's disgusting. I can't.
I actually didn't realize that they ate the buns too. I thought it was literally
just. Oh no, you gotta eat the whole thing.
Yeah,
yeah. And you always see them in the hot dog eating contest because
I never watched. I've never watched.
You know, sometimes when you're hiding in a bar and El Ocho's on the TV, you just watch it.
El Ocho.
Oh my god. Okay, two things. First off, El Ocho had the best show. It was called like Long.
Duck
long no long oh. drive long something drive and it was just assholes like trying to hit a golf ball as far as they could in one direction. There was like no style or grace. It looked like it was straight
very
out of the
happy
Flintstones.
Gilmore,
it looked
right.
like Bam Bam just going at something.
Okay.
And some of them were like these big stocky like did steroids, you know what I mean? Like way too big. Then they had the ones that were like slender and then they had the straight up fat people. But it was just...
Wow, he says with this
progression.
Hysterical. Oh. Because you don't need any skill to do it. And I think there's a chiropractor just waiting to make a fortune as each one of them
wrenches
took another
their back.
Asshole swing. But they were kind of like running up to it and hitting it. We sat at breakfast on Sunday morning and watched us on the Golf Channel.
I'm telling you, when you've got a cocktail in your hand and El Ocho's on the TV, you're going to watch any of it.
You are.
Doesn't matter.
If it's almost
I'm
a sport,
invested.
It's on El Ocho. Can't remember what the second thing was, but that was a good one.
Yeah, I liked it.
Marnie, back to you.
Speaking of white privilege.
Yep. There was not one person of color anywhere to be seen.
Je prove.
There
were plenty of Oakley sunglasses.
Right.
And no people of color.
No people of color. So sometimes.
I like Oakley sunglasses.
Sometimes. Did you say that we have someone from South Carolina or was it North Carolina?
Same.
North.
North Carolina. My apologies.
They're very close together.
This is a story. Well, they
touch sometimes.
And one guy who says he's just this side of the chalk outline on the street. I thought that was funny.
Fantastic. Well, I'm going to go with South Carolina.
Okay.
So, similar side of the, country.
Right.
Yeah.
They touch.
South Carolina woman. Because sometimes you're just too pretty to go to jail.
Yeah.
A South Carolina woman claims...
Looking right at her.
Yeah, right?
Too
it's
pretty.
It's all about Val. South Carolina woman claims to be too pretty.
Mallory Ann, you got a pretty mouth. Jail. That's what they said.
So, Lauren Elizabeth Cutshaw begged for mercy. Have mercy! After being placed under arrest South Carolina recently. I'm a pretty girl, she told police in Bluffton. Bluffton.
Yeah.
She's pretty in Bluffton.
Please She's a Bluffton 8.
Please don't make me go in there. I don't know why I'm giving her that kind
she's
of an accent.
She's a Manhattan
accent,
too,
so
but she's a Bluffton 8.
Forgive me about that.
You gotta know your territory.
I just kind of want to give her an accent because she's a kind of,
It fits.
She seems like it, but I don't want to go too far.
We enjoy accents. Carry on.
Yeah, well, so Cutshaw, she's 32 years old. She's a real estate agent.
Cutshaw. That's her name?
That's her name.
Okay.
Because you come one step closer, I'm a catcher.
Catch me. I want to be dirty.
She was allegedly pulled over for speeding through a stop sign and later arrested when cops
came.
She wasn't allegedly.
Distinct crime.
Right. Yes. She ran the stop sign and was speeding.
And.
You can't just make it one violation.
And later was arrested when cops say she failed a field sobriety test.
Oh, whoops.
She had a lot of things going on.
Was she at a McDonald's at some point in
Maybe.
This story?
Squealing her tires in that tricky corner.
Video shows her sobbing as she was placed in the back of a police cruiser, rattling off a list of reasons she should not be placed behind bars. I graduated from a really good university.
Oh, good for her.
I was almost valedictorian.
Oh, my.
Yeah, almost.
Quite frankly, so was I. There were 300 and some people ahead of me, but I'm just saying.
Just shy.
Almost.
There was 369 tied for second.
Not my fault. I graduated with a 3.8 in my high school and got a scholarship to my college. I was an all-American cheerleader.
Again, a Bluffton 8.
I didn't miss a beat my whole life. My whole life I didn't miss a beat, she said.
A Bluffton cheerleader is a man farmer. That was just for me.
I appreciate it because I just love when you laugh, but I have no idea what you said.
I'm both offended and super amused by this whole thing.
A cheerleader is a Manhattan farmer.
Very nice.
It just goes along with the 8-2 game. I mean, it's fun.
It's good. Cutshaw's eyes were bloodshot and glassy. And her car reeked of alcohol, according to the police report. So she was given this field sobriety test and allegedly told the officers, that she had those two glasses of wine to celebrate her birthday.
3.8.
That's right.
Where they never learned about Febreze?
No, the 3.8 was her GPA.
I know.
I'm just saying. I just didn't want you to get, confused, because that would have been, way better than Diana.
It's also her New Jersey rating.
Slightly
higher. So what she tells them after that is, when she's been put in the back of this car, you ruined my whole career.
Oh.
This story sounds oddly familiar now.
It was not me. I'm not changing the names.
Did it take place in Nantucket?
God damn. It was KJ.
We've heard this story already today.
Yeah, it was KJ. God bless her.
You can't hide KJ from me.
That's right. That's true. Please, I've never been arrested. I've never been to jail. Please, I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know what it's like. I'm a pretty girl. Please don't make me go in there. Police said the breathalyzer test showed that she had a BAC of 0.18.
Amateur.
I say so.
Can't even do the nightly news at
a 0.18.
A person is considered impaired if their blood alcohol is the 0.08, according to South Carolina. The cops also found... it gets better, though. Marijuana and rolling papers in her car. She admitted that she, quote, may have, unquote, smoked earlier. Maybe.
Balance.
Yeah.
She faces a slew of charges, including driving under the influence.
A saloon of charges.
disregarding a stop sign, speeding, simple possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
How polite they are. Disregarding.
Disregarding.
Stoptional.
Yeah. No,
stop. It's stoptional.
Very nice. I like that.
I didn't run the stop sign. I just disregarded it.
I disregarded it.
I said no, thank you.
I thought it was more of a suggestion.
Yeah. I said no, sir.
Officer, you won't tell me what to do.
She just so that you know, with the you know the
union.
White women's problems. At the police station, she called herself a very clean, thoroughbred white girl, according to the police report.
It's Betsy DeVos.
And an officer then asked her what that had to do with anything.
Why the long face? One, two,
anyway,
three.
She says, well, you're a cop. You should know what that means. And that's when they proved she was drunk. She was booked into the Buford. I'm kidding.
That's
when. That's when. The Buford County Detention Center.
Oh my God.
Later
of course
was released.
It's Buford County.
According to court records, Cutshaw lost her job at the real estate agency for which she worked due to this. Due to something else, we're not sure. Because she maybe disregarded some things. We don't know.
Well, she may have been on the way to show a house. That's the unfortunate part of this story. She missed an appointment, and that's where she got fired.
That's right.
Oh, now that poor family is still homeless.
We think that oh. Yeah, bullshit this is.
They're still waiting outside.
But she is a very clean,
looks so nice.
Furred,
look, is that a fireplace?
If only that woman would
so
come and open
I wonder if
door.
Anyone knows what I'm going to do right now. I'm looking her up on the Facebook.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because I haven't yet.
Hello, Annette.
I don't
hi, Annette.
Well,
but she's really not that pretty either.
I like Annette. Hello, people.
Howdy, people.
I like that.
Bluffton 8.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Bluffton.
Anyway, so quite frankly, she's something that one, you know.
Speaking of something.
Yeah, pretty. Here's something.
Something. Working on
a show real tight.
So in good news, I think. Vermont Democrat.
We have a new segment called Good News?
Perhaps.
Oh, my God.
Vermont Democrat will be the first transgender major party nominee for governor, CNN projects. Christine Hellquist will be the first transgender gubernatorial nominee for a major political party. Her victory is a breakthrough of both substantial and symbolic importance for the LGBTQ Americans. In particular, the trans community. Really, you think that's the one that's going to be affected?
Interesting.
Which has for so long been shut out of the highest levels of elected office. After outlasting a field of four Democratic hopefuls, one of them a teenage boy, she will now take on Republican Governor Phil Scott, who will survive his GOP primary challenge. CNN projects that I'll be looking at a picture of Anderson Cooper for no real reason. And now
you're not sad about it.
And now I hit another button, so who knows where it will go.
Wow.
CNN is now projecting Anderson Cooper onto my iPad.
So Bernie Sanders...
write that joke down.
Yeah,
save that one
for
later.
Yeah, that was a good time. An independent who caucuses with the Democratic Party, he won the Democratic nomination, which he will now decline to run as an independent. Just,
right.
You know what? Go to the dance or don't go to the dance, Bernie. But, you know what I mean?
Oh,
stop
Bernie.
Fucking around.
You know.
So, for the fourth time, Democrats in Wisconsin believe they have a chance to finally defeat Governor Scott Walker. I thought he died.
I don't know how he has not been put out to a pasture and just shot after all this. I'm surprised with him. Him and the other one from Michigan.
Happy Independence.
With the did all the water bullshit.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So, there is one more interesting story, but it turns out...
You can't find it.
Nope. Somebody lost... you know what? It might be... Somebody big lost a primary today that left something open. Like I think it was the governor of Kansas, maybe... lost his primary to a Trump supporter, and so they may. Now the thought is they may lose.
I haven't followed the news today.
I think it was Kansas.
Okay,
but
I'll have to get back on the news.
That story was way. That story went many places, including Anderson Cooper's crotch.
Oh.
Not a bad place to be. We're not complaining.
Interesting. You know, I've never been.
Yeah.
To Anderson Cooper's crotch.
Happy Independence Day.
It really is a destination trip.
I don't travel much. Where Anant is too.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Oh, it's Independence Day.
Tomorrow.
Oh.
It'll be Independence
you
Day
live there tomorrow.
Oh, this bitch.
Oh, okay. We're going to get to your story. Oh, you got a picture.
Breaking news.
Well, you want to just send me the
breaking
picture?
Breaking news. We could show it to everybody.
I can send you the link.
Sure. Name Crystal.
Wow, she's so
the this just popped up on my phone before I read my other story. I just wanted to grab this. Melissa Howard, a Florida State House candidate, told CNN on Tuesday that she has suspended her campaign. Howard came under fire after posting a picture of a diploma from Miami University in Ohio, yeah. Although the school said that she did not receive her degree from there.
So that's my second story.
Well, then you read the rest of it when you get to you.
We'll finish that story next at 11.
So stand by. We're going to go around the table and I will finish that story.
But it is
tight show.
If I don't press too hard, I'll find this story. Oh, it disappeared again. So it was in Minnesota that the heavily favored Republican gubernatorial primary, he lost.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know.
I have not been on any of the news.
I haven't today. I had other stuff going on.
Well, that is very exciting.
This link from Marnie.
So, I am.
Ouch. And there it is. So, Tim Pawlenty was the favored?
Yes.
Minnesota?
I
pulled up the...
He was was supposed to be the vice presidential nominee. Mm-hmm. That's who they thought Trump was going to pick.
That's right. Yep.
Like, I mean, he's a big name.
He must be a hateful man.
Well,
so no, he lost to an even hateful man.
This picture, this is the thoroughbred woman that you were just reading the story about?
White thoroughbred. Uh-huh.
Left and ate, just clean living.
I'm sure she's a sweet girl.
Yeah, she's, I do appreciate that she's become the white princess, who is the most hated, becoming the face of white privilege and unbridled self-entitlement.
But she loves the outdoors.
Yeah, oh my God. And down further, there's one of her. She's awful.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Remember back last September, it was September, we did a story. I told you the story about the Fatberg that they found in the sewers of London.
We did tell that story.
Its aroma was once a mix of rotting meat and a toddler's diapers that had been left out for months. But now, mercifully, the smell has calmed down. Quote, at the moment, it smells like dirty toilets, said Sharon Robinson, who has led the conservation team at the Museum of London for one of its most challenging and unusual displays.
Yep, we're done with snacks.
The museum will, on Friday, unveil a display of the last remaining piece of the monster Fatberg discovered last September in the sewers under London. The sample was part of a sewer-blocking Fatberg that made headlines last year, weighing 130 tons, the equivalent of 11 double-decker buses, and it stretched more than 250 meters in length, which is, for Americans, it's 820 feet, because nobody in America really knows how to do the metric system.
Why bother?
The solid calcified mass...
They're just going to measure it in football fields anyways.
The solid calcified mass of fats, oils, feces, wet wipes, and sanitary products...
Fucking wet wipes.
...tells us something about how we live. By the way,
ruining the world.
Regardless of what it says... They are not flushable. Yeah. They do not dissolve. No. Do not flush them.
They do none of the things it claims on the box.
She says, a spokesperson for the museum, Vicky Sparks, she says, here at the museum, we are all about reflecting the real... Vicky? It's V-Y-K-I. Is that Vicky over there?
I bet it's Vicky.
Okay, well, we'll just go with that. It's European. Vicky Sparks says, here at the museum, we're all about reflecting the real lived experience of Londoners and the part of our season exploring the highs and lows of London city life.
So is the Fatberg a high or a low?
She says, I don't think you can get much lower than a Fatberg.
There you go. She answered the question.
Follow-up question.
She said, it was like a black mirror reflecting on the dark side of our lives. My God. So they've got this piece under glass. That's a piece of the Fatberg on display in a sealed box.
Is it tightly sealed?
I'm going to guess it is.
Is that frog's ass watertight? Because I'm going to need, I'm going to need to know.
That's it.
Now, in an interesting story, none of you are going to care to hear this, but I'm going to share it with you.
Is it the rest of my other story?
No. I learned something the other day that I never knew before. Now, you as a medical professional, we're just going to throw that around loosely at this point.
Nothing about skin cancer.
You might know about this, but I never knew about this. I had no idea that urine will, almost like a Fatberg, it will like calcify and collect because obviously your body is getting rid of fats and oil, like everything within the urine.
Calcium.
I had no idea that that liquid alone would cause an entire pipe to seal and where nothing would flow through it anymore. I learned this from a plumber the other day. I had no idea.
That's also like the calcium and the minerals in the water. Like, that's a little bit of everything.
Well, right. But I had no idea that and this was specific to a urinal because of, and now, the, and what I also got educated from him was because of all of the low flow of everything now, every urinal, every toilet, and even like some of them are no water urinals and the like.
I just feel like you should stand way back for something that just uses suction. You know what I mean? Because I feel like stuff's just going to be in the air.
Well,
the no water urinals just use gravity.
Right, but still, the point of this is basically just a drain in the wall. But the point of the story was because there is less water being used in all of this, that the plumbing issues have gone up because stuff doesn't flow away.
Yeah.
And it was just an interesting little education that I got.
Just sits there,
right? And it creates a fatberg under London or wherever you live of stuff because. And it was just interesting. I never realized that
all
I was
minerals. You got to get rid of all of them. You can't keep all those minerals.
I just thought it was an interesting thing to learn.
You got to get rid of them.
And be greedy. You can't keep them all.
Like magnesium. It's a mineral.
Need a higher flow.
It's in the dirt.
Speaking of things that aren't very appetizing.
Nice.
A Phoenix woman. Local news here in our cooking channel.
Oh, good.
A Phoenix woman and her family found a rattlesnake slithering around her backyard and took matters into her own hands to protect her two dogs. Marnie, is this story about you?
No. Kay. Fuck the dogs at that point.
Yeah.
No.
We're running.
I fucking hate snakes. They scare the shit out of me.
How's Ernie?
Worse.
Have we heard from her today?
She don't like spiders and snakes.
No, but I can see
but
her.
But she protect them dogs.
She would go and protect the dogs. That's true.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
I would not.
She said she hit it on the head with a shovel.
I might throw Ernie out the door to go help the snake.
Help the dog.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta
wait
go.
For meeting.
Sorry.
I saw a snake in our house one time, and you know what I did? Sharon was sitting next
to me.
Set
the house on fire?
Well, first we... Well, yeah. Second we moved, but first I looked over and I said, nope, that's you. And I climbed up on the couch like this.
Yes, they're done.
That's you. It's all you.
I was like, nope, that's your job. Go get it. Go get it.
Does that go with part of the fact that she's been through childbirth, so you figure she can handle a snake? Is that where you...
No, she was the only other adult in the house. If you were sitting next to me, it would have been your job.
Yep.
Oh, no. We would have left.
Hand in hand, side by each.
We would have. I would have remote control started the car. We'd have been out of there.
That's right. I agree.
We moved.
Fuck that.
But this woman right here, this Phoenix
woman. Uber's on the way. We're out of here.
Yeah.
I got to go. Mm-mm.
She said she hit the snake on the head, and afterward, her dad, wise man that he is, suggested keeping the skin as a souvenir and eating the meat. Fucking people.
They say it tastes like chicken, then just eat chicken.
He says, that's exactly what he says.
Right.
It's like eating a chicken finger, but with a lot less meat than a chicken finger.
Why bother?
Yeah. That's what I wanted.
He sounds like an idiot.
Can this chicken finger have less meat? I feel taxed.
Right. Yeah. I will be bloated.
Professionals will tell you.
Feel the burden.
Professionals will tell you that snakes are obviously dangerous.
Ah,
you need to be careful.
Yeah.
They don't need to be killed. I disagree.
Yeah.
They actually...
I completely disagree.
They actually serve a very, very important role in the desert. They're our natural rodent killer.
Sure.
Which I also agree with, but I also keep a cat, so I don't need your snakes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Bullshit. Every time I feed my cat, I feel I should be able to kill a snake.
Mm-hmm.
The world-weary but long-ongoing snake v. rat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping the snake.
Oh, I agree.
Okay, I have had issues with the rat, and I will tell you right now, I'm just moving.
You can't move.
I would find a way. I would find a way. I'm telling
never
you.
Never to be seen again.
No.
The snake I would live with would be like, okay.
We can agree to disagree
on this. Can't stop everything.
Yeah.
But when the rat comes through, we're gone.
Yeah.
Oh, burn it. That's what... Let the motherfucker burn.
That's why I keep cats. No rodent problems.
Isn't snake skin very chewy? Annette, I'm going to vomit.
In case you were wondering, local listeners, you should not and cannot legally kill a snake within city limits, with or without a gun.
Really?
Well, because that was on the books recently to be able to allow people to kill rats with a gun in city limits.
Rats.
Right. So just in case you were thinking
with a gun. That seems zealous.
Oh, right.
It says you cannot kill a snake within city limits with a gun, and you must have a license to do so.
But you can use.
You have to have a license for the gun.
You could use a shovel.
This woman used a shovel.
Oh!
Sever its head.
Oh, I've done that before.
Okay, first off, I'm never touching that shovel again for any reason.
No.
Okay, let's back up to point one.
Yeah.
Why did I have a shovel?
What happened in my life that I had a shovel?
In your case, that's fair.
How many wrong turns did I take and I'm now in a house with a shovel and a snake?
Valerie,
or a rat.
Wait, Valerie, hold on.
I don't like shovels and snakes.
Valerie, you're not in this story. This isn't you, babe. This isn't
you.
You're not in the house.
Are you sure?
With the shovel.
I'm living it, though.
Or the snake.
But the snake, but the snake was outside.
Oh.
Your shovel might be. Your shovel might be outside.
Mm-mm. Well, these people sure did have
okay,
a shovel.
Got it. Keep going.
Sure
killed
did.
It.
They sure did. Sure enough,
killed it.
The, see, is that a picture
there's
of
its decapitated head? It's so
oh.
gross.
No.
There's her social media. I'm not even going to show
no.
it to the people. It's gross. They've got a picture of the dead
it's
snake.
Awful.
They got a picture of the skin. They got a picture of the meat in the frying
oh,
pan,
and meat.
Which does look surprisingly
the
like chicken.
Meat
I'm not
in the frying pan.
Meanwhile, in the back of all these shots are rats going high fives and a selfie.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
All, yeah.
Well, they took that bitch
ding
down.
Ding dong,
we're
the snake
safe.
Is
yeah.
dead.
It looks
dead.
Looks a lot like boneless chicken thighs. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do you have frog's legs? No. How do you get your pants on? Yeah, I
join us next week for cooking at Q-Talk.
Oh, my God. That's disturbing.
No. But I agree. I mean, I don't want a rattlesnake around in L, but I agree with that. My neighbor yesterday, she said that she was surprised. She saw... she was in her backyard, and across our back line, our privacy fences are all together. And she said running across the top of the fence and going down in Alan's yard. Alan, by the way, if you're still listening, if Cynthia hasn't told you...
You got a rat?
There was a rat that went down the wall on his side. But I think he...
Throw all the food away.
I think
everything
he has an ornamental...
My feet are up.
I think he has an ornamental orange or lemon tree in his backyard,
yeah,
and that may be what they're attracted to.
It is.
But she doesn't have any cats, but I have the two. But I'm not sure if either one of them would know what to do if they caught said rat. I don't know if my cats would kill it, or would they just be like... Oh, I'm going inside.
Mine eviscerates them. Like, I find corpses.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. Mine.
Okay.
Mine mouses.
Well, I have not had any... In the 18 years I've lived here, I have never seen a mouse or a rat. Ever.
You had to jinx it.
Yeah. Jinxed us last week with the full cast. Now he's going to have rats.
But they still bring in lizards. There's lizards.
I'm not helping there. You move.
Oh, there's... For me to move, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot.
I'm out of town that week.
Sure you are.
I have the night off.
Let me check my calendar. I think I'm busy.
You know who doesn't have the night off? Marnie Ryer.
No, not at all. And speaking of rattlesnakes, Donald Trump's diplomatic learning curve.
Well played, well played.
That was a good
well
segue.
Well done, well done.
Nicely done.
Time zones.
Time zones?
Time zones.
He doesn't understand time either?
That motherfucker doesn't understand shit.
This ought to be good.
So the president... has often perplexed foreign officials and his own aides as he learns how to deal with the world beyond America's borders. Several times in the first year of his administration, Trump wanted to call Japanese Prime Minister Abe in the middle of the afternoon. But there was a problem.
Oh.
Middle afternoon in Washington is the middle of the night in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. Trump's aides had to explain the issue, which one diplomatic source said came up on a constant basis.
Wow.
But it wasn't easy. He wasn't great with recognizing that the leader of a country might be 80 or 85 years old and isn't going to be awake or in the right place.
Or your age, Mr. Trump.
Right, right. at 10:30 or 11 o'clock their time. When he wants to call someone, he wants to call someone, though. He's more impulsive that way. He doesn't think about what time it is or, who the person is. In the case of Abe and others, Trump's staffers would advise him, for instance, that the time is messed up. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and promised to put the call in his calendar for a more diplomatically appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
Former National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster would assure him, "We can try to set it up," like placating this guy. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, there's a list.
I mean, I used to do that when I was drunk. Someone needs to be called now.
Yeah.
They want to hear my voice. Listen to my voice. I'm telling you. But that wasn't the case then, and it's not the case with Trumpy Boy.
Really? So, you're a drunk dialer?
I was.
I didn't know that.
And I would imagine that you were probably right here in Phoenix.
Early 20s.
And you wanted to call everybody back home.
Exactly.
So it's midnight here, and it's 3 in the morning there.
During these times of the year when, you know, it's night a little bit nicer out there, and I'd be missing people and everything, and know what? I want to say hi. Mm. Good for me. Fuck you. And, I mean, for real. God.
Friends.
And it's 2 hours.
It was a roller coaster of emotion. Right
2 hours later there.
Didn't buckle my seatbelt.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Good for me.
Painting such pictures. I did get confused one time. I'm going to interrupt you.
No, please do.
I was confused one time during travel and called my sisters and apologized for the hour. And they're like, motherfucker, you're in Massachusetts. It's the same time zone.
I'm sorry it's so late.
That's funny. Well done.
Nice. I was like, I was kind of bored. Nope. Same time here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's 4 o'clock here, too.
That's yeah. great.
I could see you from here.
Yeah. Is it raining where you are? It's raining where we are.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, right.
Good work. Trump's desire to call world leaders at awkward hours is just one of many previously unreported diplomatic faux pas Trump has made since assuming the presidency, which go beyond telephone etiquette to include misconceptions, mispronunciations, and awkward meetings. Sometimes the foibles have been contained within the White House. In one case, Trump, while studying a briefer's map of South Asia, ahead of the 2017 meeting with India's prime minister, mispronounced Nepal as Nipple. And laughingly,
well, that's just par for the course for him.
And laughingly referred to Bhutan, if I'm saying that correctly, I'm hoping, as button, according to two sources with knowledge of the meeting. A White House official said others who were at the meeting don't remember Trump making those remarks and that he asked appropriate questions. Who are these fucking idiots?
Mm-hmm. The best part is MSNBC today, and it's the last word, the one that should have Chris, whatever his name is.
Yeah, right.
On it.
Oh, the last, yeah, Chris Matthews.
Yeah.
No, well,
tonight it was Ali Velshi for Chris Hayes on
his
All
show.
In.
He
all
in. Did it, and because they denied that he mispronounced things, they found all the clips of him saying countries' names. Oh,
wrong.
My God. They were so funny.
Mm-hmm. But that's the thing. How does he not?
And he does say button on there. They don't have him saying nipple, but they have him saying button. Oh, my God. Puerto Rico. Like,
yeah.
Jeez. Like, he gets lost during it.
My Heart's Devotion.
He trails off during stuff. I know. I was like, oh, it's turning into a song.
Yeah. Oh. Trump's defenders call such talk overblown, and they say that that kind of stuff that every president learns on the job.
No.
Yeah, but
I feel like they know time zones,
other
at least.
Presidents learn.
Yeah.
I mean, quite frankly, I will admit, it took me a little while to understand what time it was for Amina, as opposed to, you know, whatever, fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm not the president. I mean, what in God's name? Like, he's
And they
so...
have people whispering in your ear, like, before you read something, someone, like, which on the news, they'll put it out phonetically on the desk.
Well, or...
They'll write it out. If there's a name you're going to say a couple times, like, I'm Ahmadinejad, mm-hmm. like, if you had to say his name...
I'm Ahmadinejad.
I'm all about
it.
You
saw that episode 2?
How hard is it to pronounce Nepal?
Right.
And,
You have to have heard somebody say
also, it. Also, Omarosa is going to be maybe my new best friend. I'm not sure
We'll see. I haven't caught up on all
that. I mean,
no, she's an awful cunt, but I just kind of want to be friends
kiss
with her.
I've recently got back into reading, so I think I might buy the
there
book.
Is a, there was a story on, well, actually it was an opinion piece, on CBS Sunday Morning last Sunday regarding dumbass and time zones. And one of the things that they were talking about is what he doesn't realize, and whoever is trying to corral that bunch of shit, is when you travel, and you travel an awful lot, so you get this. When you travel, regardless, flying, buses, trains, whatever, how you're getting there, it affects your
just
body and your mind.
You
even though you travel, the time zones, all of the travel just changes you.
Yeah.
All, I guess, previous people in his position would arrive like 24 to 48 hours prior to a meeting to get rest and get resituated, whereas he just walks off of the plane after a 48-hour flight or however fucking long it was, and then he just walked right in and starts shooting at the hip.
Yeah, but he's so discombobulated anyway. I don't think that 24, 48, 72 hours, for Christ's sake, isn't going to do a thing for him.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's fantastic to think, maybe if you just did this.
Yeah.
But,
oh, no. Not going to do that.
Okay,
I thought it was
important follow-up to that very topic.
Of what, jet lag?
No, the thing about him arriving places with no warning and leaving and not getting acclimated, that's on the list of what happened to him in Russia. that he got so fucked up at that Miss Universe pageant and like fell for all their tricks.
When he
and,
got
like,
peed on, you mean?
Yeah, that whole thing happened because he landed for the pageant, did the pageant, spent the night, and then flew home all in like one 24-hour period. And even though he doesn't drink or anything, they
it's
said
exhausting, right?
He was so fucked up, exhausted by the end of it, that who knows what he agreed to.
Oh.
He honestly may not know what they did to him just because of like the jet lag and the fact that he's kind of stupid.
Kinda, yeah.
But they, that's on that list. That's on that list of like trips that he took, where he didn't take any account of like.
Well, if you'll recall, he also said at that trip
he left.
He left immediately after. Yeah. He didn't stay overnight, and all of a sudden they're like, all the records like, no, you did stay. You did stayed stay. Overnight.
Because and they said that he may just not know because he flies in and out and does this weird thing where he doesn't acclimate, that he's just kind of fucked up in other places.
Oh, sure. I don't
I mean, he's fucked up here too without any excuses, but that one they said is like wackadoodle, like to go somewhere and do like
and not have like at least an overnight or
some time to like
Annette likes discombobulated.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
A good word.
Yeah, it is such a good word.
Anything
and it's
else
so true. I mean, he didn't know. I mean, no. There's more because he's an idiot. No, there's a litany of things that oh, this you got, dumbass has done.
And MSNBC has it's got to be on their page by now of all the things all the countries he mispronounced.
All the countries, the different things when he is saying
Belgium.
Like, you can't, you know, he'll say this is all fake news. It's fake news. It's fake news. Fine. Except for when you can go play.
Yeah, let me just show this to you.
And it's excerpts, and it's not excerpts that are clips that could be.
You just let that roll and let him hang himself more and more. But the city of Belgium. Some of it was the U.S. where he just had basic like. You know, that's a state in the U.S., right? You are aware that you won that state, and it's a state that he won.
None of this ever happened. We just checked with Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, yeah. None of it. Oh, didn't happen.
She's finally learned her lesson today. She cannot guarantee that there's not a tape of him saying
that's
the N-word somewhere.
She's been doing this shit for a year.
It never happened.
Did she say that? I didn't see that.
I have not been in every room that he's ever been in. I cannot guarantee that.
But he did address it last night. So in something that was dressed last night that today
oh, my God, what's happening up there? Annette, what's happening?
Pneumolotrim microscopic silicone.
He's doing the thing. It's
volcanosis.
The guy with the songs that does the song parodies. The funny
Randy?
Guy,
Weird
Randy
Al?
Rainbow.
Yeah,
Randy
oh,
Rainbow.
Oh, oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
We did. You're welcome.
Yeah,
I
we tried. Yeah, we gave it our all.
I did. I really did try. That's
tell
good.
Us what a great job
I
we did.
I love it.
So GOP
funny.
Candidate Melissa Howard drops out of race after admitting she faked her diploma.
Like I've heard this somewhere before.
What a difference a day is in. Well, you interrupted with headlines that are from yesterday.
One time, 7 years, I interrupted his story. Every other fucking story.
And you'll pay for it.
You'll rue the day.
Yeah, you'll rue the day.
According to our spokesperson.
I don't know. The sound effects guy's pissed off, too. What a difference a day has made for Florida candidate Melissa Howard. On Monday, Howard was seeking the GOP nomination for an open seat in Florida House of Representatives, even after she admitted lying about her educational background and faking her diploma. However, she called it quits on Tuesday, telling the Sarasota Herald Tribune by email that withdrawing from the 73rd district race was the right thing to do. I made a terrible error in judgment. I'm thankful for everyone who gave so much towards my success, and I shit on it, and I'm deeply sorry.
Or lied, depending on how you want to look at it.
Although her name will still be on the August 28th primary ballot, Sarasota County Supervisor of Elections Ron Turner told the paper there will be notes at polling locations and absentee ballots explaining that a vote for Howard will not count. It's still there physically, but we're not going to be officially tabulating those results anymore.
So 2,000 people are still going to vote for her.
Sure.
Right. Like for so we have this one, and then we have the one, the Republican congressman from New York, who was convicted of insider trading. I'm staying. This
Chris,
is a hoax. This
Chris,
is a hoax.
In the
Chris,
race.
Chris Collins?
Chris Collins.
Chris
one
Collins.
Of, one is Trump's biggest supporters.
Right.
And then they got, like, I think they showed him the evidence. They're like, yeah, we got you on this one. Get your pack a bag. You're going away.
Right.
And the next day,
come
he's
with
like,
us, sir.
Oh, super sorry.
Yeah.
This just did. Yeah. Real sorry. Yeah. I gotta go.
Mayonnaise was tainted. I'm
remember
gonna have
before
to leave.
When I wasn't sorry? Well, now I am.
Yeah.
I'm gonna retract that.
Remember before when I didn't do anything wrong?
Yeah, right.
Super lied.
Super wrong.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
JK, you guys.
Well, speaking of doing something super wrong,
this show.
From this show, yeah.
Yeah.
For those of you watching our lovely webcast, picture of that. Isn't that a lovely, lovely item?
I saw this article.
Yeah.
Lovely item.
I also want one of those.
Cops in Minnesota made a rescue over the weekend that really is about as rare as a unicorn. A group of women were enjoying their Saturday on the lake. Is it Chicago County? Chicago County. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a typo.
A little close.
They were in Chicago County, Minnesota, when their float, shaped like the aforementioned mythical creature, the unicorn, got stuck in a patch of weeds. Now, thankfully, two sheriff's deputies just happened to be driving by and initially...
Oh, that's not a euphemism.
Pulled over and asked if they could take a picture of the women in the rainbow-colored flotation device.
But once police noticed
that the women were unable to move the floating device, one deputy grabbed a rope to lasso them back into the dock. The other cop...
got it by the neck and pulled it in.
The other cop recorded the whole thing.
Later on a frying pan.
Right. The other cop recorded the entire thing. Says with a handful of laughs and some mad rescue roping skills, they were pulled back to the dock in safety. The Chisago County Sheriff's Office tweeted Saturday, adding the hashtag, where's the glitter?
Oh, man, that's great.
The video added a tiny bit of sparkle to many Twitter users' days, receiving over 8,000 likes and 3,000 retweets as of the time. So,
was that on the St. Croix River, did it say? Or?
There was no mention of a river. It just says the county. So what I was going to do...
The whole county's flooded.
Let's go to our lovely... see how this goes.
Oh, my God, that's real. That's fantastic.
This group of lesbians can't get out of a unicorn?
Wow.
And the cops save us.
They're drunk, Al. They're drunk.
That's fair.
God damn it, that's fantastic.
I mean, if you're floating around the lake on a goddamn unicorn, you're not going to be drunk.
Isn't that fantastic?
And look at Sarah. Sarah Huckabee is so disapproving of that.
Yeah, she hates it.
Her scorn is real.
Yeah. She says that's fake.
Yeah, that's
it's fake. It's not resting bitch face. Unicorns aren't real.
That's right.
Yeah, fake news. Yep.
I can neither confirm or deny.
Yep.
Who wants to conform? So anyway, those poor people got rescued out of a lovely unicorn on a lake in I've never heard of that. Chisago County.
Yep.
It's really weird because I honestly thought it was a mistype.
No. Nope.
Nope.
Chisago Lake.
Sure not.
That's right.
Sure not.
Sure not.
Oh, Christ in the crust then. Mm-hmm. Real good.
She's still here. Sure is.
Oh, God. Sure as the day is long then. You know.
So where is this river you're talking about?
Oh, the St. Croix, you mean?
What you said?
Yeah,
you said.
The St. Croix River. It's, over between Stillwater and Hudson. And
that helps me figure it out?
Oh, I'm just saying. It's right on the border then of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Wait, is that where they get all that like flavored club soda now?
Yeah.
Is that where LaCroix comes from?
Oh, no. But
from the St. Croix River?
No, but I think it has something to do with that area because you pronounce it Croix.
LaCroix.
Because they don't want people to using the French pronunciation.
La Croix.
Stanley.
Yeah, it's
La Croix.
Yeah, the St. Croix is right in between Wisconsin and
Minnesota.
Oh, Minnesota!
Oh, God! You know.
Sakes,
oh,
you know.
Speaking of which,
oh my gosh,
if
they're
I
from
may
Wisconsin.
Throw this out just real quick before you go to those headlines and stuff, I guess who's going back for their 30-year reunion? Then?
Well, that'd be you.
Oh my God! Yep.
Yeah.
I sure am. Sure as shit.
When are you leaving?
Oh, God, that's coming up at the end of next month then. Yep.
Into September?
Oh, yeah.
How long are you gone?
Oh, not
just
long.
A weekend?
Just, you know, for a Scotia time. Maybe a week. You know,
oh,
I'm
okay.
thinking, because, you know, we play the Bills then.
So
I might go to that game. And then when that gets done, might go for, you know, a little bite. Gets a little spendy to stay too long, you know, but.
The best part is you have your class reunion in the middle of fucking winter.
Oh, me? September 28th is not middle of winter in Minnesota.
It's barely
it's
autumn.
It's pretty close.
No.
It has snowed
it's
that day.
It's the most beautiful.
It's going to be 115 here, so it's going to feel like the middle of winter.
Actually, that's
oh, the
one
colors
of the
will be nice.
Oh, God.
Maybe you know the colors.
Oh, gorgeous. Yeah, and actually, we'll I'll go
leaves,
down
sure.
to
but if
buy
she
the
tries to
cry.
Tell me it has not snowed on September 28th, she's going to get this finger
she cannot
from
guarantee that
I cannot
it has
guarantee, nor would I deny. But I can go down to the St. Croix. I can take a photo. Right there, photo op, and have the.
I thought you were going to say I could take a Polaroid.
Oh, no. Well, I could take a Polaroid for heaven's sake. Yeah, that would be real, real
I
nice.
Just remembered another video I have to show you if you all have not seen it.
I'm afraid, but okay.
No, sorry. You continue on with your story there, what you got going there, oh, over there. You
anyway,
know.
Yeah, yeah, I've got some video that sure I showed, you know, my girlfriend, Say, aunt, fiance. Huh?
Oh. Oh,
you know, and
don't try to be all hip with that shit now. That ain't gonna work.
Colombian, not Colombian, Minnesotan. So anyway, it cracked me up because of the 30-year reunion coming up. I have a friend who has put some video up on our Henry Sibley page that has
all of you talking like that.
Oh my God, yes, and it was hysterical. Like, I was almost peeing my pants. I had to show Aaron, because the thing is, this is not drop-dead gorgeous.
Right, right.
Right? But it could be. If I showed you this video, you'd be like, come on.
Yeah.
That's got to be a joke. There's no way people...
Oh, they
that's
do.
Real.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
real. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Has anybody... I'm sure you've seen this. I would think you all, because you're all on the... Well, maybe. You've been busy. You've been real busy.
Real busy.
The lady in the park... the lady in the park... doing Work It by Missy Elliott. Have you seen the lady?
Oh,
uh-uh. No.
This lady has been making the rounds, you know, the rounds there on the interwebs. So let me just go to this. She's in a... Oh, I didn't need that. She's in a park. So she's doing this.
Oh, okay.
Listen, so wait.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is my second time exclusive here at Goddard Park at the Cool Cat Karaoke. Oh, Missy's God. Funky White Sister is in the park!
Oh, God. Wait a minute.
I think I know her.
You do. You used to date her. That's Molly.
Let me work it. Up on my thing now. Flip it and reverse it. He's yerping and if it's wind, yep. He's yerping and if it's wind, yep. If you got a big... Let me search you. Find out how hard I gotta work you. He's yerping and if it's wind, yep. He's yerping and if it's wind, yep. I like to get to know you, Sacho. Put the pussy up like a toad.
Oh.
Give me all your numbers so I can phone you. Your girl acts stinks, then call me over. Now on the bed, lay me on your sofa.
Oh my God.
Call before you come, I need to sing a choke.
So, hang on. Speaking of Molly. Two things.
I'm not kidding. Incredible. I mean, obvious. Oh, wow. Look at it. No, doesn't look a damn thing like her.
I don't know where you get those pants in that top.
Oh, for Christ's sake, in the park, they got some good sound, though, you know?
So, two things. Number one, Armadillo Theory, because a whole different song came on at karaoke the other night, and it made me think of her in, like, a really fond way, which is rare.
But that's lovely. I do like
and
that.
And two, it was Molly and I that developed the theory that there ain't nothing funnier in the world than white women rapping.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That proves it.
And there
it
is.
There it is. And there it is. Sure.
I would just like to put that up as exhibit 3 through 700 of why I'm never going camping.
Okay.
Because that's what exists in the wild.
All I can... Yeah, but that's some good
stuff. She already ripped the horn off of a competitor.
Oh.
She got herself a trophy there.
She's going to
end it. She has a big finish.
Oh.
Wait, here we go.
Oh, my name. You sure know how to work that. Good God. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mira Knight. Thank you.
Nothing delights white people more than more white people.
Oh.
Ain't nothing funnier than white women rapping.
Oh, my God.
It cracked me up when I saw that. She's out there, because it's all been all over the internet. Blah, blah.
Oh,
and can you
great.
Imagine Missy Elliott?
I've got to send that to Molly.
Somebody's like, Missy, you got to watch
Missy,
this. And she sits at home and watches it.
I'd be delighted. I bet she'd love it. If I were Missy Elliott, I'd be delighted.
I want Missy Elliott to do a video in response to her.
I want her to do a video with her.
Yes.
I was envisioning was, like, the next time, whatever award ceremony and Missy Elliott's up for something, she'll come out and start the song.
Sure.
And then little... Whizmaster, whatever her whitey.
Whizmaster Molly. That's what we're gonna
call her. Whatever her rap name is gonna be. She'll then show up and do it with her.
Fingers crossed it's not Whizmaster.
I'm just telling
you.
What
her age.
After what we've learned about.
I'm gonna send that to
her.
That's fucking funny.
In case you were wondering, I googled the term
Whizmaster.
Snowfall Records for Minneapolis, sure. September 28th.
I can believe.
Earliest measurable snowfall for the area is September 24th through the 26th. Yeah, they got 9 inches that year.
When was that?
1942.
Don't tell 1942. Me it's that winter.
So all I'm going to say to you,
now when you're 5 years old, you should still remember it.
I was still 5 years old. Well,
that's
fine.
The earliest measurable snowfall. So clearly, 4 days later, there have been plenty of snowfalls.
Exactly.
Right. I'm going to say that I personally do not recall any snowfalls before October, like 12th, 13th, because the 13th is my best friend's birthday, and I remember snowfalling then, but not before that.
Yeah, first week of October.
It sounds like a Dan Fogelberg song.
Yeah.
Right.
I remember snowfall in October.
I would really think about all the times that I went trick-or-treating with a snowmobile suit over.
Oh, we went trick-or-treating.
Because you were dressed as a snowman?
Well, no, because the thing, that's what's so goddamn dumb about being back in the Midwest or in anywhere it's going to snow. If you want to be, like, have kids or you are a kid and you want to dress up for Halloween, well, why? Waste any time trying to come up with a costume?
It's so goddamn cold and it's so often snowing. Cold.
Buy it two sizes bigger and put it over your snowsuit, dum-dums.
Okay, all right.
Now, that's something we never would have thought
now
of.
Now, there's some rational thinking right there.
It. Okay.
It's what we needed.
We got the Carlson on the board. Carlson's on the board with some advice now.
I'm just saying.
Raisin chilling.
Where the fuck were you, you know,
for crying out
back
loud.
In that
day. I was trying to find something two sizes bigger than a Husky gear pair of jeans.
I was 4.
I had my
the rough skins,
my seersuckers.
The rough skins didn't come in that size.
I still love seersuckers.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, exactly. Place. The cords, you know.
Your cocksucker suit. Yeah. That's from Sophie's Choice.
Damn it.
There's a laugh in that movie, believe it or don't.
Well.
Okay.
Maybe.
Can we move on to your entertainment section?
Sure, let's do it.
Oh, so loud.
We have a hot lesbian doing something.
Hooray!
I was busy.
Then we just have a couple of mini-series to go over, and really nothing.
Be sure to stay tuned, ladies and
gentlemen. A performance that I really think deserves attention that received none from one of the mini-seri.
No.
I didn't have to write down anything else. Yeah, there's really not much. Not a big one.
Something about blood.
We told the blood story.
Yeah, we told the blood story.
The blood story went pretty.
I'm sure.
That was the dietitian.
Oh, I remember.
Ended with a dietitian.
Got it. I remember now.
All right, we'll be back with all those stories that Al teased so eloquently.
Is it done? Did I do it? Did I win?
You did it. You're done. You won.
I won.
You won.
You're listening to Q Talk America.